In this bulletin, New South Wales records 170 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. A Brisbane school student tests positive to the virus. And in sport, the AFL Grand Final parade scrapped because of COVID-19 restrictions. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 170 new local cases of COVID-19 today. Only 65 of the cases were in isolation for their entire infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to limit contact with other households because that and workplaces are the two main places of transmission. Ms Berejiklian says Qdos Bank Arena will be vaccinating Year 12 students with their first dose of Pfizer vaccine from August the 9th. And those living in the 8 local government areas of concern will also be eligible.
So there's around 20,000 students, and we'll be getting them done in 5 days in that week. So from the Monday to the Friday, we'll be getting all those jabs in arms of those high school students doing Year 12 in those 8 local government areas of concern. And pleasingly, once we've jabbed the Year 12 students in that week, after that point, it will become another mass vaccination hub. We're setting these up all over the place. We've got our GPs up and running. We have the pharmacists up and running. And
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people need to also shop with purpose to minimise groupings of people in stores at the same time. And New South Wales has accepted the federal government's offer to deploy 300 unarmed Defence Force personnel into Greater Sydney from Monday, August the 2nd, to ensure compliance with lockdown restrictions. Army troops will door knock homes of people who have tested positive to COVID-19 and those deemed to be close contacts to ensure they're isolating. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9's The Today Show that the Army will arrive in Greater Sydney with the hope of getting Sydney out of lockdown as quickly as possible.
I hope that it's a message of reassurance that this resource will help us multiply out the capability of the New South Wales Police Force and supplement the work that they do, the great work that they do. And
Queensland has recorded one new local case of COVID-19 today and another case detected in hotel quarantine. The new community case, a 17-year-old high school student from Brisbane, was confirmed overnight. She's a student at Indooroopilly State High School and was in the community for 3 days and at school for 2 days while infectious. The school has been shut for 48 hours to allow Queensland Health to perform contact tracing. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says she's struggling to understand how the girl acquired the virus.
So we'll have to wait till we get whole genome sequencing results back later today to be able to work out from where she's got this. So we do know that we have had 13 incursions of the virus into Queensland over the last 6 weeks, and we know that in any particular outbreak, someone can get infected, not have symptoms, and then spread the virus to someone else.
A National Cabinet is set to hold crucial talks today at 2 p.m. around Australia's lockdowns and the country's vaccine rollout plans. Up until Wednesday, there had been more than 11 million vaccines against COVID-19 administered nationally. State and territory leaders will also discuss COVID-19 disaster assistance, the freight movement code and epidemiology. In other news, Ben Roberts Smith's high-profile defamation trial is expected to continue hearing evidence today from Afghan witnesses. It's about a controversial SAS mission during which local man Ali Jan was killed. 42-year-old Mr. Robert Smith claims Ali Jan was a Taliban fighter, whereas the respondents, three newspapers, say he was kicked off a small cliff while handcuffed. So far this week, the trial has heard evidence from two Afghan villagers who were present in Darwin when the raid occurred on September the 11th, 2012. Man Gul, a farmer from Darwin, has resumed giving evidence this morning. And to sport, the Grand Final parade, which is held through the streets of Melbourne on the day before AFL Grand Final, has been scrapped due to COVID-19 restrictions. But the league is hoping for state government approval. to still hold a free event. It's to allow supporters to encourage their team ahead of the match, with Marvel Stadium touted as a potential venue. Let's have a look at the weather for today. Showers with a possible storm in Perth, a top of 17. It's a partly cloudy day in Adelaide, where it's 19 degrees. In Melbourne, windy, 15. 15 as well in Hobart, partly cloudy. In Canberra, sunny and 13 degrees. Fine weather in Wollongong, 19 degrees. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. In Brisbane, fine weather for you as well, where it's 22 degrees. It's sunny in Cairns, 29. And it's also sunny in Darwin, where it's 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomello with the latest from the SBS newsroom.